as we drift back in to a space whale in space in a void of nothingness. And Artemis with a toy rapier. Welcome back to another episode of the Z Team. I am your Dungeon Master Sky, and with me are my benevolent players. We got Kian. We got Quill napping on the ground.
It's 4 a.m. somewhere.
We got Artemis, who just lost a feather. And
that's a tight butthole.
What's up with the crackhead energy all of a sudden?
Yeah, what the hell? Welcome back, everybody. right off the bat. So last episode, you entered into a fight with a Githyanki ship who seemed to meld out of nothing. And as the fight wore on, a harpoon ruptured your ship. And thus, you all had to fight off the harpoon and the Githyanki at the same time. Which you did, admirably. You were able to get that harpoon out right as the ship rammed you. However, though, three of you went down. Yes, and you lost Johnny Silverhand, the captain of the ship. And eventually the ship itself lost control of itself. And you're now on a big-ass space whale. Artemis Red was able to persuade it with a beautiful performance to get the hell out of here. And now as you sail off, a single Githyanki still remains on the ship, and Quill is still unconscious, and Kian, you've just poked your head out of the blowhole, and you see the fight in between Artemis and the Githyanki, the quartermaster struggling with the wheel, and the rest of the pirates starting to swarm onto the single Githyanki. I believe you still have a bonus action.
I probably have some movement, too.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to slowly ease back down towards Elro and be like, one of them's up there. He's picking on the little guy.
So are you going to help him?
No, you should wake up Quill.
Well.
No.
I'm screwed.
That's my turn.
Oh my god.
Don't touch me, I'm sterile.
Touch me harder. Okay, it is...
Just a line.
That line gets the laugh out of everyone. The pirate's turret. The pirates are actually going to attempt to swarm all eight pirates onto this Githyanki. I'm going to basically say that the Githyanki is essentially dead, but for the benefit of combat.
Die, you piece of shit.
I don't know if I have enough d20s.
Just roll 4 d20s and then roll them again.
Six hit, and one of those is a nat 20.
Yay.
So, with these guys each doing a d8, I'm going to say with this guy's 40 HP, that in a flurry of rapiers, scimitars, and even one guy firing a weird pistol for some reason, this will do well. This Githyanki just gets shredded and severed at the same time, into many a piece, and just kind of his head just keeps floating off into space, and he himself ceases to exist.
I want his sword.
And if you'd like, yeah, absolutely. It's a, it's a little looking silvered scimitar.
And then I pull out the toy rapier, and now I'm dual wielding.
Okay. So that's the end of their turn. The ship itself is not doing too well, but at least it's not taking any more consistent damage. So now we go to Aelora.
All right. So we're going to use good old Cure Wounds on Mr. On the floor here.
Mr. On the Floor. It sounds Mr. like a on the DJ.
Alright. 1d8. Boom. So, let's see, 6. You get 6 HP.
Awesome. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I guess with everybody awake and there's no more combat, we're going to leave combat, unless anybody has any hate against that idea.
Artemis is going to pump 2 more first level cure wound spells into the ship.
So basically, so your spell.
Oh, it doesn't want to be healed?
No, the ship's not damaged.
I thought the whale friend was.
Sorry,
damaged.
The whale isn't damaged. The ship is.
Oh.
But the ship doesn't exist really much anymore.
Oh, okay. I get what you're saying. Well, that's weird, but yeah. I get it.
I'm okay. Thank you for the beautiful abilities to put yourself out there. Thank you, though. Where are we going?
Doesn't it still have a hole in its side where the harpoon was and it had to wrench it out?
Quill, as you wake up, you and Aelora, you see this hole start healing on itself and fixing.
What the hell happened?
We're on a space whale.
What?
We're on a space whale.
I always thought it was supposed to be a turtle.
No, this one's a whale.
But what happened to the ship?
The whale is the ship.
Quails on a whale in the middle of the sail in the bottom of the astral sea. Ba ba ba. There's a quail in a whale. There's a quail in the whale in the sea.
Kind of like shaking his head and like standing up a bit. Quill's just gonna look at Kian and Aelra and just be like, are either of you hurt? Do you need some healing?
I'm a little itchy. I could use some.
Yeah, I could use some as well.
I need healing.
Well, I don't hear you, so Quill's gonna walk up and use Lay on Hands on both Aelra and Kian. And Kian's only down by like 4, right?
No.
No,
he's barely up too.
I've got 6 HP left.
We all got really screwed up.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay. All right. So, Kian, you get 8, and Aelra will get 7.
Ooh, dragon energy.
Yeah, it's all the extra energy I had. But I'll save my spells up until we figure out what the situation up top is.
Well, last I saw, Artemis Red was fighting a green dude, shiny armor. Seemed to be doing fine.
Toy rapier.
Yeah, what is toy rapier?
Quill just like doesn't say anything and then just immediately starts to like scramble up the blowhole to like go up.
Yeah, you enter in, you see the big fins and the tail just swimming through the world, and you see Artemis kind of just relaxing there, corpse of the creature, pieces of him just flying around. I think Artemis is now holding the scimitar, so it looks beautiful.
Artemis,
the pirate, fixing up the pirates fixing up the rest of the boat.
Artemis has his hat off, holding the silver scimitar, the hat over his chest as he looks to where Johnny Silverhand once was. Looking mournful.
Quill's gonna approach you from behind, just be like, Did you take care of that creature?
I did. I took its own weapon away from it and sliced it to pieces. But it was before I could help and save Johnny. The captain is dead, Quill.
The captain's dead? And how the hell are we going to steer this ship, then?
Well, seeing as I'm the new captain.
The quartermaster looks down his glasses at you.
I have made a wonderful connection between Gertrude and I, and we will continue following the silver line, and we will find a way to heal Gertrude's heart.
Who is Gertrude?
Oh, it's the ship is a whale, ghost whale, in the middle of the astral sea.
No, very not ghosty at all. This is a straight up whale.
Oh my god!
What the fuck? Oh, so it's kind of soggy down here below deck.
Oh yeah.
My bad, Gertrude's not a ghost whale. She's an actual freaking whale. Yeah, it's Gertrude, Artemis Pats, Gertrude. It's the whale. They're very nice. They were just angry because of the unfortunate attack of the Githyanki, but now we're going at basically light speed towards our destination, which is following the silver cord back from the astral plane carefully so that we don't immediately get shot into our bodies, which may or may not be under the bottom of the ocean.
The quartermaster politely descends from the tail part and in kind of interjects him and goes, weren't we supposed to be following the captain's trail that the being of light had shed onto him for the trail? Because if we go back to your bodies at the bottom of the sea, it'll still be in 2 years.
Well, did the captain happen to write down where we were going?
No, but if we give it 8 hours, he will return.
But he's dead.
What?
I kind of start coming up the blowhole, and I'm like, did you guys not remember that they're ghosts, and they literally told us they come back after, you know,
unless the wonderful combat boat / Milady Gertrude, and all the pirates seemingly bow at the same time, perish, then we come back. So, but with the captain, it takes a lot longer, unfortunately. So, but Miss Gertrude is a wonderful being who will keep us safe. But it's hard to know which direction to start flying. You know, we could make up a lot of distance in 8 hours.
I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but it seemed like that was a planned attack against us. Oh. Is the destination we're going towards still the best idea?
I don't see why not. It gets you back where you exactly need to go. And now that Milady Gertrude has wakened, they all bow again. We have no really qualms. She could literally eat their entire boat if pressed to.
So Kian will step up. So why weren't we riding her to begin with?
When she awakens, she, I'll be honest, she's terrifying. They all bow again. No disrespect to Milady, but a ship is much easier to camouflage and stuff. Also, she will drive most people insane at the sight, and since you can still drive ghosts insane, we prefer to be a boat.
I think she caused me brain damage.
It's the astral plane. Floating whales really probably aren't that big of a deal. Now, I'm not saying don't ride a whale in the real world. That's weird. But in the astral plane, logically speaking, we could have saved ourselves a whole lot of trouble if she was just in mecha whale mode instead of boat mode.
Yes, but the fact that you're still sane is an achievement. We had other crew members on board, not in the astral sea, just in the regular sea, transporting goods. And she awoke one time, and all 8 of them were killing themselves very quickly.
and then came back and then killed themselves again.
We have more crew, but yes.
Oh, that's pleasant.
Well, I guess I'm not pulling materials off the boat anymore.
Yes. Probably best. You already left us with enough holes.
I was going to fix them had we not been attacked.
Yeah. Thank you. But yes, I thank you for your assistance in repelling the attack and the harpoon, and I will leave you be if you need me. I will be where the wheel should be, thinking about how to direct a creature.
Now, where is my battle axe?
I think that's still in the blowhole.
Well, I might as well go ahead and dive right into it.
Hey, dive right down.
Pardon the intrusion, Gertrude. I have to go recover my axe.
No worries. And you land on a beautiful stomach lining, and you see your axe just floating end over end.
Hello, old faithful. No, this weapon? No, don't worry. This weapon is just a memento, a prize. I know you did good. You always do. And Artemis sheathes the axe.
Well, in the downtime, Quill's literally just going to start using cure wounds on... on everybody.
Yeah, I'm also gonna
make some good berries. I mean, if you're gonna move or anything, you could just long rest, really.
Make some good berries.
Kian will
astral good berries.
Finish his upgrades to all of his new armaments since we have 8 more hours.
Okay.
Dude. What if, like, astral good berries were like little balls of energy, like stars, and then it's like you're eating stars?
Wouldn't that just be Milky Way cereal?
This is Artemis bleeding out talk.
Kian moves further away from Artemis to not be brought down to his intelligence level and then continues working on his armaments.
You can never escape Artemis Red. But yeah, no, Artemis is basically just going to be playing a tune just to soothe the whale.
Okay. After about 8 hours... the whole ship kind of shudders and vibrates, and then suddenly you hear, "Oh!" And Johnny Silverhand touches down at the base of the blowhole, basically, and just kind of looks around and he goes, "Ah, my dear, Trude has awoken. Yeah. How fare our passengers?" "Well, sir, they're surprisingly not insane." "Really?" Okay. And he floats down the level to find the four of you, and he just goes, "Ah, terrific. You're all in good health. I hope Gertrude didn't, you know, drive the old mental knockers. And bonkers."
Surprisingly not.
We are all very strong-willed individuals with very keen, insane minds.
That just makes me question. All right. Well, how about we get back on track? She'll get us back to that place in less than a day. I can tell you that. Sound good?
Yes. So the Gith we ran into, those were just a coincidence, yes? Sometimes you run into a boat on the sea.
No, that was a planned ambush, unfortunately. You could tell they'd been maybe tailing us within a stealth area, invisibility, camouflage. I don't know the whole jibber-jabber, but that attack was precisely aimed for our ship. The harpoon itself was made to combat both our astral and our material ghost ship. And, they pulled everything right in the book.
Which is kind of why I'm thinking heading towards our destination may not be safe, as they might know where we are.
Ah, but can they outrun Gertrude? And he pats her wonderful side.
Apparently not. I saw one of those Geth get ripped in half as they barely even stuck a foot on the boat.
It happens.
It's like whenever you watch a car go from 0 to 100 in 1 second, just rip somebody in half.
Now, as to your curious as to weather direction, I don't think the Githyanki will pull another fast one like that. I believe that we'll be out of here faster than they could even look after us.
I'm just worried about my body. What could have happened to it?
Don't know everything with time, but if we're going back to 2 years before the predicament, we should be on a boat and at the top of the sea.
Hopefully I grew 2 inches.
He exits. guiding Gertrude places a since she has a below deck, but if you go up within like about 4 hours, you just find that he's placed his hand on her top, and he's just kind of guiding her, and she's just zooming. You find a lot of the pirates kind of relaxed out in here since there's nothing for them to do on a whale ship. So there's a lot of them are kind of just like resting or just like relaxing. Or they're fixing the mangonel and other things. A couple of the engineers are looking at Kia and scratching their beards. and then basically you're all called up to the deck, and he goes, "We're about here." And as you climb up the blowhole, you see a almost a rupture tear in the sky, and he goes, "All right, lady, I think it's about time we take back to the mortal world and show them that we're more than just a whale. We're a magnificent vessel." And Gertrude, into Artemis's head, just goes, "Stay smart, young one. I will see you again."
"And you stay fabulous."
"Oh, look at you." And she starts to combust back into the ship, and all the pirates kind of start cheering. And you go rip right through that hole, slamming down onto the old sea back in the mortal plane in Prutlis. Johnny just kind of grabs hold of the wheel once again and just takes a deep breath. "You smell that fresh sea, salty air?" "I can't really smell, so I have to ask."
"Smells like fish and salt."
"That's what I like. Anchors up, boys." And you hear the crank of an anchor, and he goes, "It's good to be way, way back."
So hold on a second here. Quick question, just about this whole time continuity thing. Do we just go back into our old bodies, or do we have to find our old bodies now? What's going on?
Oh, we've got to find the old bodies.
So are we like doppelgangers, or we're going to have to fight it out, or... Because if there's two of us existing on the same material plane...
Anybody know a good sea shanty? I think there's one that goes, "Oh ho, we're not going to die." And he levels the wheel out deeper into the sea.
Out of curiosity, is the body of the Githyanki still, like, on the ship?
Oh, it's gone. It was zoomed off into the void as she herself sped off. Was there anything you wanted to grab before she ended up zooming?
I just wanted to see if there was anything, like, on the body.
Apart from being shredded by... You could grab... He had, half plate, beautiful silvered half plate, but... I think you have better armor, no?
I have chainmail.
You could grab the shredded half plate, though. It'll take you a bit to fix.
I could fix it.
Did he have a shield?
No, just a single scimitar.
Shoot.
I could totally fix that half plate for you, though. I am a smith.
Yeah, I'll take the half plate. Why not?
So while you were traveling, Kien, you manufactured that half plate into, and incorporating some of your own things into it. Give me a smith tool check.
Dirty 20.
Ooh.
It should work, relatively speaking.
Oh, actually, hold on. That's actually 26.
Ooh. An extra 6 from somewhere. All right.
I forgot to add my proficiency and stuff to it.
That's a pretty big miss.
He hands you it, and it doesn't look like your regular, you know, like normally you half plate, you throw on, then you buckle it in places. This just kind of looks like a big old suit that you kind of pull up around you, and the helmet, like a onesie half plate. Gian assures you that it works well.
It's better, it's lighter, it's you'll find it offers superb protection.
While being comfortable.
Yes, it won't chafe your lizard parts.
Ah, God. Honestly, that is the worst part. Every armor, nobody can get it right for some reason.
Yes. Oh, well.
Okay. So as you sail out a little bit deeper into the ocean.
Hold on, and as an added bonus, it's got your Bahamut symbol right on the chest over the heart, just because Kian's nice like that.
Ooh, I love it. Oh, that's awesome. Quillis very happy.
Why didn't you just become a smith and stay in the city?
I wanted to, but my instructor told me I had to come out and explore the world.
Because yeah, you could have made a lot of money just staying there and, you know.
Oh, I'm aware.
Yeah.
It's part of my education, unfortunately, though.
Damn class trips.
I'm like a shitty exchange student.
Is he on a class trip without a chaperone? What are they doing?
I don't know. He was a gnome.
Artemis is the chaperone.
No! If Artemis is my chaperone, I'm going back to the astral plane with the pirates.
Wonderful. I also think that Kian is also the oldest person here, so.
Yeah. And the nerdiest.
By 1 year. Okay. So as he's traversing, he kind of gets to a spot and he kind of hums a little bit, Johnny, and then he stops. The anchor goes down and he kind of... Okay. Yeah, I'll make sure to tell him. And then you see these glowing eyes sort of leave Johnny, the glowing yellow radiance. And he walks down to the four of you and just goes, okay, so good and baddish news. Which would you like first?
And Shay, give us the good news first. Whatever.
Oh, hell. So good news. How do I word this? You're alive at the bottom of the ocean, and my ship is aqueous in forms of letting us sail through straight water.
But I thought we were supposed to be on top of the water because it was 2 years before we went into the astral plane.
Yes, the being alerted me to the fact that, unfortunately, without the vessel being there, if my boat had stayed there and it was just us, you would have stayed on boat. But unfortunately, with the boat transversing planes, your four bodies... He gestures down to the
ocean. Why don't we just leave them there? Because clearly we have new material bodies right now.
They're not going to last.
This is all very weird science.
It's weird science. You know, like the Oingo Boingo song? Not a Danny Elfman fan? All right.
So there's not two... So your ship only exists in space once? Does not... It can't exist in multiple times, is what you're telling me?
Yes. Unless we get back to where we should be and fix, you know, what we should, maybe, hell, if, you know, like the fairy tales where you kiss your own corpse and then you become the corpse, maybe that, I don't, we're gonna have to figure some things out, quickly, as, the minute that, the new rising sun touches down, for night,
sunset,
we cease to exist. Well, you four cease to exist.
This is some serious temporal fuckery, but okay.
Good thing we can all swim, right?
Good thing. Good thing the boat can swim.
Yeah, it's a freaking whale.
Yeah.
Do we still have, like, the cords that are...
No.
Like, no?
Oh, good. I was going to cut mine. Just bink. Bye, guys.
Fades into nothingness.
I don't feel so good.
I bet I can use my wings to swim faster.
I don't think that works like that.
I don't think it works like that. Unless you're a flying fish.
The bad news is you guys don't need to breathe in your sense at the moment. But when we get to the bottom of the ocean, you will.
Well, hold on. Can't we just bring our unconscious bodies back up and then bring them up when we're already in the air?
I don't know if we'll have the time.
Well, I can...
Okay, but there's a bigger thing about swimming. Or about breathing. What? If we're at the bottom of the ocean, the pressure of the ocean will crush us. How our bodies are still alive, I'm not sure, actually.
You think a lot.
It's my job.
Yes.
Here, so would you like... Things... How many doctorates would you like?
Are they faked like this little ones?
Oh, no, they've all been published. I'm actually quite important back in...
You ever see those, like, doctor fucking commercials where they have, like, 35,000 diplomas on walls for no reason?
Yep.
It's just like, yes. My doctorate.
In Microsoft Office.
$5 on Amazon. Okay. Less grumbling, the ship just kind of enters straight down and you enter the water as it sinks lower and lower. And you see the pirates, they start manning battle stations just in case. You see two of them each hopping on the four cannons. And the Magnol is pulled fully out again. And Johnny grabs the wheel, white knuckled as best as you can as a ghost, and he kind of goes,
can we see under here?
Please. Sorry?
Can we see?
Yeah.
It's the ocean. After a certain amount of feet, it's kind of void of light.
Yeah. The ship does shed light, you find, though. About fantastic. a 30-foot spectral radius is being shown. Shown?
How exactly were we supposed to find our bodies, though, when we no longer have a tether towards them?
Lad, you guys are geniuses, much in the way that I am a captain.
That's not high praise.
Yes. So the best I can give you is that we're going to find your bodies and hopefully fix you back to what you were. Sounds good.
Oh, good.
The in-betweens can be adapted to, figured out on the fly. Right?
I mean, I suppose so. Look. Oh, man. Well, in we go, I suppose. On to adventure and cross our fingers.
I'm confused how we're all talking underwater, but let's keep going.
Because we don't have lungs.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
And you you guys are attacked by Murlocs. Roll initiative. So you sail deeper and deeper into the ocean. After about a couple hours, the pressure gets a little intense, and I'm going to need some con saves.
Yeah.
Con save easy. Yeah.
Oof. That's awesome.
That's a six.
That's great. That's an 11 for me.
That's a 10 for me.
You ready for this crazy high con save?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Two.
It's a solid six.
Oh,
man.
Okay. So, Olive and Artemis?
Yeah.
Okay. You two find yourselves under the technically the poison condition. As your lungs start to sort of collapse, even though you don't need to breathe, but the pressure is starting to wane on you. The other two, you're not looking as bad, but you're pretty awful. The ship continues sinking.
I'm gonna cast aid on myself, Aelara, and who wants
do
it?
For Kian.
All right, Kian. So everybody's max HP goes up by 5, and you heal 5. So then.
Sorry, how much damage did you say we took?
We didn't take any damage. I'm just preemptively casting this so that our max HPs are higher, so we have a little more survivability. It's just a good spell to do.
So at the end of the fourth hour, I'm going to need another con save. The two who are poisoned are doing so with disadvantage.
Crap.
It's a 10.
I rolled 2 threes. So I rolled a 3 and a 3. Some good stuff, man.
I got a 17.
Got a solid 11.
Quill, I need air. Breathe into my mouth.
So, Artemis, you're going to take 7 damage as you start suffocating. Sorry, what were the other two? Because I know Aelara passed.
They passed.
I got a 17.
Okay, and Quill?
11.
Okay, so you three are fine. Alrighty. And basically as Artemis starts kind of choking and spewing, the ship starts to level out, and you start seeing the seafloor. And he kind of starts looking around and he goes, "There should be a clam." Is your child dying?
A clam? Wait, fucking... Hold up, what?
Are you okay?
Oh, him. He does this sometimes.
Oh, okay. We're just gonna leave him to choke. Okay.
No. Upon seeing this, like, Quill's gonna go towards him and use Lay on Hands to try to, like, buff him back up.
Yeah, that helps
with
poison.
Okay, little one.
That helps with poison. I forgot about that.
Yep.
I almost died. I couldn't breathe. We're all gonna die under the ocean.
Either way, yep, pretty much.
We just might, yes.
After about 5-ish minutes of zooming along the seafloor, the crow's nest pirate gives a call out and it goes, "Clam ho!" And
I don't like that.
Clam ho!
The ship grinds to a halt and you see this large iridescent clam that almost shimmers in the little spectral light that the ship gives off. And Johnny kind of stomps down to the deck and he looks down at it and he goes, Looks like it as good as the other. And he starts floating off the ship a bit towards it.
But
well, swimming.
What is the clam for?
I believe it's where you be hiding.
Oh, I thought we were just going to have like a really good last supper.
We got eaten?
Give me a hand there, Quill. You're the strongest here. And he gets to the lips of the clam, and he starts to like, wrench.
Right.
Give it a little kiss. Give me a strength check with advantage.
I'll give you inspiration, too. Yeah, you worked those hands in that clam.
Yeah, fondle those clam lips.
Thank God for advantage, because like, first one was a 6. That's going to be a dirty 20. You gave me advantage. You want me to use the inspiration, too?
Man, just use it. If you got them, use it, man. It only lasts 10 minutes.
Okay, 24 then.
Here we go.
Burn it if you got him.
You hear a crack as you split the lip and it wrench open. Don't they have lips? Am I crazy?
Right. It's just
an awkward thing of thinking about that they have beautiful little succulent lips. I'm gonna suck the juices from the lips.
Oh, okay. Oh god. I dare you to go say that to your girlfriend. Hey, honey, I'm gonna suck the juices please, from the clam lips.
Please don't while I'm here. Wait till I'm off. And then
is
you
she
can
in the room right now.
Go right, clam right. My sister.
Clam dunk.
Oh boy.
So I'm single. Anybody have a house I can buy? Okay. As the clam is being opened, you hear a crunch as you tear it away, and you find your four sleeping bodies just kind of nestled very tightly together inside this large clam.
They're all instantly crushed by the pressure that opening the clam, the water rushing in.
You find they're fine.
Oh, okay.
Is there a pearl?
Are we the pearl? For...
Oh, yes.
But in my body, Artemis takes the pearl. Greed will be my death.
And it is. Real initiative. Okay. Johnny just kind of looks down and goes, huh. You know, I expected something more.
What, 4 semi-coma bodies inside a clam at the bottom of the sea isn't enough for you?
You know what? You got a point. He grabs Kian's body and Aelra's and Quill's and just jumps back to the ship.
So he left Artemis's in the clam?
Well, he assumed Quill was going to grab the other two.
You assumed correctly. Other two? What's the other body in there?
Yeah, you said he grabbed 3 of them, leaving 1 for Quill, which is just Artemis.
There's an unknown body in the clam?
No, sorry.
Please let there be an unknown
He grabbed Kian and Quill, and he leapt.
It's Watson.
All right.
Oh, God. Why is he here? He's invisible.
Wait, there's an impression on the clam dung. It's Watson.
It's a mimic.
He survived all this time. Oh, it's a mimic clam.
All right, so I grab the bodies, and then, yeah, I'll bring them back to the ship.
Gently. So
he lays the two of you guys down very softly and then just goes, well, I guess we hopefully have enough time to get ourselves back up, right?
At least far enough that we won't be instantly crushed by the pressure down here, yes.
But if we rise too fast, we
damage the bodies from the pressure change, yes.
It took us 5 hours to get here.
Right.
So we need to take
5 hours.
But we'll
have
to
come back at a slower speed, because now we have bodies.
Mm. But we came down here... What time of day?
Well, It's about noon to one now.
And what time does the sun set on this part of the world?
Around 6 to 7.
Well, then we better get going.
Yeah.
Quill, could you manage to fashion some sort of bags or something? Some sort of container that can seal our bodies? Where are we going?
I make body-sized Ziploc bags. It's not going to help.
Wait a minute, you have a bag of holding, don't you?
No.
No.
Oh. I thought you did.
No, I know the infusion for a bag of holding, but I don't have a bag of holding.
Crap. I was going to just stuff Artemis in there.
Anyway, I can look over the bodies and try to heal them as we go up.
Oh, that'd work.
All right. Anchors up. Well, there's no anchor. Let's sail up. And the ship lurches into being and sails sky high. Okay. First hour, I need you all to give me constitution saving throws. Those were poisoned. Still roll with disadvantage. But now,
good now,
there's actual damage being inflicted to your corpses.
Ooh. 30, 20. Hell yeah.
18.
That would be a 16.
With disadvantage?
And... Quill healed my poison.
Yes.
You were
on hands.
I thought you weren't actually poisoned. You were just under the poison condition.
It removes the poison condition, though.
Oh, okay.
Doing the 5 points of lay on hands.
Then Aelera, what'd you get?
A big ol' fail.
Okay. So your corpse is going to take 7 damage. All right, second hour, another con save.
Oh boy, this is going to get hurtful. So this is our actual bodies making the con saves?
Yes.
Okay. Versus. Ooh, that's a 12.
18.
14.
13.
Sorry?
1-3.
1-3, okay. Sorry, somebody said 12?
I did, Artemis.
Okay, Artemis, you take 7 damage.
Okay. Can Artemis heal himself?
Yeah.
All right, going to use a Cure Wounds to do that then.
And I'm going to use 7 points onto Aelera as well and hopefully heal you from your poisoned condition as well.
Well, you have to use 5 points. It doesn't heal any health. It just removes the condition.
Oh, okay. I will use, 5 points to take the poison condition away from Aelera then.
All right.
Artemis healed for 8.
Okay. One more save.
Okay. Oh my god, halfling luck kicking in already. Good lord. I roll a lot of ones with this character. That'd be 15, my guy.
Okay.
It's a 9 for Quill.
Okay.
Oof. 14 again.
Okay.
And 16 for you.
Alright. Quill, you take 18.
18.
And you're under the poison condition.
Jeez Louise!
Alright.
I'm immune, though, aren't I?
No, to diseases.
You're immune
to
diseases.
Oh, okay.
Okay,
I add another d8, and let's go again.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and real quick hit Quill with a heal.
I was about to heal myself with a Cure Wounds, too.
Yeah, I'm going to hit you, and you hit yourself as well.
Okay.
So that you don't just die.
And then I'm going to get another another con save.
You heal for 6 from me, Quill.
Okay.
And are you getting rid of your poison, or no?
Now I'll save it in case one of the others needs it.
Okay.
And then I'm going to give Quill a bardic inspiration.
Okay, one more con save.
Because... That's a 7.
And I'm rolling at disadvantage then, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And
And Bardic Inspiration is a D6 or a D4?
D6 at this level.
Okay. That'll bring me up to 14.
Okay, that passes.
Dirty 20.
Jesus, Kian, are your dice rigged?
Yeah, I think so, man. I don't know what's up with this die.
Holy shit.
Just fucking killing it tonight.
You haven't rolled under a 10.
I know.
It's hard to fuck with you when you're doing this.
I got a 7.
Okay. And all
I'm going to go hard.
8.
You two take 30 damage, and you're under the poisoned condition.
I'm unconscious. Ah.
Big same.
I just rolled 2 16s, an 18, and a 13.
Yeah. So yeah, the two, Artemis and Aelorot, are dying. So,
I'm drowning.
I assume you are both going to heal them.
Obama, save me, I'm drowning.
I can use Cure Wounds on Aelorot.
You're gonna let me save Artemis?
Yes.
He is just gonna look at Artemis's body and he's just weighing the... He's just weighing it.
So you get pressure... to stab him with a needle, mind you.
You don't know that.
I don't. But as a player, I know that.
So I grab this huge, evil-looking needle, and now I'm standing over Artemis's body.
Like looks a like comically large...
With a giant dagger almost staring at him, and you're going to let me stab him.
Mm. Johnny gives you a thumbs up.
I'm sorry, I'm not really paying attention. I'm busy with Aelra right now.
I jab this thing through Artemis because I'm pretty sure the needle part is bigger than him, but...
Okay, so Aelra heals for, unfortunately, only 6, and I'm going to use my last Lay on Hands to get the poison condition off of you.
Artemis got healed for 8. I withdraw the needle.
Okay. Are you guys going to heal up any more before the last concert?
Ow! I got hurts.
I'm going to do a second. I'm going to burn 2 more first level spells for some more healing on myself.
I have 1 spell left. Aelra, I'm probably going to use it on you.
I think I'll also use the 12. Healing word on myself.
Yeah, I get healed up 12, so I'm at 20 now.
Alright, that's another 6 health for you.
Oof, I'm hurty. I'm a hurty boy.
Okay.
Thank you, and 24. Which I need to find. There's one.
Okie dokie. One more con save. Those who are poisoned do so with disadvantage.
No! You betrayed me!
Apologize.
Nat 20!
Betrayal! I've been betrayed! Why?
A 15.
Nat 1!
Who?
I nat 1.
Yeah, well, Quill's going down.
Oh, I think I died.
And Aelra?
10.
Okay. So, Artemis, sorry, one more time?
15.
Okay. So, Quill and Aelra, you take 35 damage.
So, question.
Right.
Why is it increasing?
Sorry?
Why is it increasing if we're going up and the pressure is decreasing?
The damage is increasing because we're depressurizing, but we're going at the same pace, and the depressurization is hitting harder and harder as we go higher and higher.
The bends, baby.
If you use your God's favor on your... Oh, wait, we said she can't use it on herself anymore because she uses
it. She could use it on Quill, who rolled a nat 1.
I don't know if that would bring it up high enough, though. Quill, what's your natural constitution save?
A +2.
So you don't 3.
Yeah.
No, paladins get proficiency in wisdom and charisma.
Which is so silly. I think they should have con. You know who actually has con in this party? The sorcerer and the artificer.
Yeah.
Which are baffle me, but... yeah, I would probably use Divine Favor before Quill perishes.
We'll go for it. All right. So I roll the 2d4, correct?
You sure do.
Yeah, no, that's giving you 5. I rolled a 1 and a 4.
35 damage to the two of you. Oof. As Quill, you receive an immediate death fail.
Ooh.
And as you guys reach the top of the very, and you breach, the water flies off, the sails furl out again, and the setting sun hits your back. I'm gonna get those who are unconscious a death save, and then we will proceed into initiative to see if everybody will survive or not.
Oh God.
So Quill and Aelora, please give me a death save.
Nat 20.
Okay. Aelora's up.
Yep.
That's a 4. That's another fail.
Okay. All right. Please roll me initiative.
Mm. Please don't go first, Quill.
No guarantees.
I got a 6.
Oh, boy.
Because I can't roll initiative or shit.
Artemis got a 19.
Quill got a 15.
Okay. And I got a good dirty Lord. 20.
Aelora?
Dirty 20.
Okay. So, Aelora, you go first. Give me a death save.
No, she got that 20. She's up.
Oh, yes. Okay. You're up and moving.
I'm going to... What, that brings me up to 1 HP, right?
Right, yeah.
Well, hold on. It's just her body's at 1 HP. We still have the other bodies, or are those gone now? And we're in our bodies.
Existing. They're okay. Existing.
So just it's your just, body.
It's also damaging us is the problem.
So we still have to enter our bodies, though.
You still have to enter your body somehow.
I'm going to get over to Quill's body. And use healing word. So let's do a 1d4.
Were you under the poison condition?
No. Oh wait, no, because I failed, so I would be, wouldn't
okay.
I?
Give me give me a spell save. You have to beat your own spell save. Or else the spell is caught in your lungs.
Ah, yes. The good old-fashioned...
What do I... Oh, who do we lose?
It's just Quill.
Oh.
I think you accidentally clicked.
I did. Sorry.
Okay, so just add. No, that would be a fail.
Okay, so as you go to choke out, you slam onto the deck near Quill, water just pouring out of every orifice of yours. You go to croak out the words to healing word and the simple action you do, and unfortunately, just nothing connects there, and you just cough up more water splashing down. Quill, his eyes starting to fade into the back, his dying breaths about to enter. I'm going to say that's your turn, Artemis.
Actually, I'm going to use a sorcerer point and use quicken spell and try and get another one off.
Well, healing word's already a bonus action.
Yeah, so you already tried to cast a spell and there's no cantrip.
Do you have, like, the, spare the dying cantrip?
No, but I have my... No, that's... The close wound wouldn't work. Well, what about... No, because that would turn into a bonus.
Do you have spare the dying cantrip?
No, I don't.
Okay. So, the Celestial Warlock does, the Sorcerer doesn't, because they're divination, basically.
But that's what spare the dying is.
Yeah, but they're not healers. Divination sorcerers aren't really healers.
As opposed they to have warlock. The option to take it, but they just yeah. if they don't, then it's not there.
Yeah. So. That's what I meant, is to have the option okay. to take it.
Artemis.
Yes, sir. Artemis is going to attempt his own Cure Wounds spell.
Are you under the poison condition?
I don't remember.
Had you failed in the last two?
Yeah, I got brought back up, though, and didn't get it cured, so I need to also make my own spell save DC, yes.
Please.
Yeah. Well, that was a natural one. Good lord.
So, Artemis but slumps halfling over luck kicks next in. To the corpse. He goes to croak out.
So it's my, like, ability check to add to the bonus? Okay. So that would make it an 18.
Oh. So the first words you croak out don't quite get through, but then you look inside, you cough out a seaweed, and after the blunt hits the deck, you're able to utter Cure Wounds.
A healing word.
Oh, thank God.
Our healing word.
Yeah, and he gets healed for 5.
Well, with the two of you leaning over Quill's destroyed body, you snap your eyes open to a bunch of wet, soggy people kind of nearly crying.
Now for my action, I am going to try to insert myself into my own body. Come on, buddy, take me back. We good together.
What are you specifically doing?
Climb
into the mouth? Like, what do you...
lay on top of it.
Is it just my body, or is one of his musical instruments there as well?
Everything you had on you before you went into the deep sleep.
So Artemis is going to take his pan flute and the pan flute of himself and put them, like, kind of cross-leverage them into both the mouths, like one mouth has both pan flutes and the other mouth also has both pan flutes. I'm going to start playing a tune using the pan flute and then try to transmit the tune to the other body and resonate with music.
Are you touching
to join the soul.
Pan flute tips with yourself?
Yes.
Please give me a performance check.
It's to combine my soul back to its original body. So 18 plus 5.
Okay.
23.
Artemis, with all your injuries, you cough yourself awake.
Learned that in Bard College, bitch.
Okay.
I'm more upset than I've ever been.
Yeah, this is a kid's show. Like,
yeah, the power of music brought the
power of touching pan flutes brought you back.
No, music.
Quill.
Well, seeing as I'm like barely like alive right now, he's basically just going to like crawl himself over to his body, place his hand upon his shield where the symbol of Bahamut is, and then make a prayer to Bahamut. Just be like, please, Bahamut, guide my soul back to my body. I can't take this.
So I'm watching this real quick. What happens to the form they're in now? Does like their body disappear and all their gear hit the floor? Does it all disappear?
So
does the new form take over the old form?
So what you saw of Artemis is like some Ghostbusters stuff where his form actually just went inside Artemis and woke up, like as if he was an apparition.
Okay, so all of the equipment he had on his astral form, the sword and all that stuff he picked up, is gone.
You don't know where it's gone.
This is very important to know.
It is. The silver sword would go with the body, right?
Because he was saying, because this is the body from 2 years ago, which means everything we've picked up since we got back would be gone. So I'm going to look at Quill and be like, look, this is a, take off your armor on everything.
So that takes 10 minutes and Quill dies. Okay.
Why? He's healed.
No, to take off the doff the armor would take too much time before the sun makes it.
It doesn't take 10 minutes to doff armor. It takes like no time at all. And I'd help him. I'm just saying, if you want to keep the shit you're wearing, take it off. Otherwise, when you enter your body, it goes bye-bye. Because, look, Artemis's shit's gone.
Thanks for tossing that info earlier, asshole.
I didn't know, because you were the first person to jump in by touching tips, so somebody had to do it.
Trial and error. Quill, give me a religion check for the...
Oh, good lord. That's a 4.
You kind of groan and mumble into a shield. You feel it kind of emblazoned with some energy, but nothing happens as you lay there, you know, like trying to still catch breath, cough out water, and just like holding on to your already soaked body. I'm going to say that's your turn and go to Kian.
Okay. Well, Kian's going to take off his shit. So he's going to put his newly crafted gun things down. And his armor doesn't really matter. It's the same armor. But he takes everything. He just drops everything on the floor. He doesn't want to disappear into the body. And then he's going to connect the magic attached to his tattoo across his back to fuse into each other so he can fuse with his body.
Give me an arcana check?
Yes. Nat 20. So 26.
I'm about to make you start rolling on roll 20. Okay. So you fade into your body, and as you so does your armor in front of you. It all fades away, and as you cough yourself awake, the excess water from your lungs, that's your go.
All
right,
so all my shit disappeared anyway,
that you can tell right now.
Oh, balls.
Turns around. Oh, balls.
Yeah, just balls. That hypothesis didn't work.
All that work on the astral sea, poof.
Fuck.
Well, at least now he knows what to do.
I don't know. Aelra's thinking, and she's like, I don't know what my version of that is. The wings aren't out. She's gonna set her kind of bag down she has of her Yeah, I don't know, all of you had some weird shit. I don't like I can't think of anything I have like that.
What is something Aelra loves above all that would connect her to herself? Actually, you know what? Give me a perception check real quick. There's somebody we've been forgetting about.
Would it still be alive?
That is a... Where's my... 19.
underneath her is a small wriggling bag that wants something wants out.
She goes, oh, it's been a while. You didn't think about it. I don't know why I didn't. Yeah, she kind of just goes to touch the bag to go and maybe try to open it.
Yeah, you flip over the top and Chowder hops out and kisses, just licks all over your face. He looks like he's been asleep for a very long time, almost 2 years, one might say. And has give me just a raw charisma check.
14.
As your soaked form gets basically trampled by Chowder, you fall back into your body and awake with a dog licking the water off your face. Slightly on fire, so you know that some of your clothes are a little bit singed, but you know it is what it is.
used to it at this point.
So now as the other three are starting to shake away their brains, go to Quill.
Well, seeing as Kian's idea didn't work, he's going to not take off his armor and waste precious time. But kind of copying what Artemis did, he's going to maneuver his body to take the shield off of his back, put it on the front, take his own shield off of his back, and then kind of like put the two faces of the shield together so that the Bahamut symbols are like aligned.
Why do you guys keep touching tips?
It worked for him, damn it, okay? Maybe out. It'll work for me. I'm a goddamn messenger of Bahamut, apparently. This has to work. I'm supposed to do good in this world, and so I cannot bloody die here like a wretch soaking wet. Get in your body.
Give me an intimidation check.
I will lightning breath my body if I have to. That's 16.
Growling through the water escaping, you each shield touching the symbols together, you growl and let some of your breath loose, and you fall forward immediately and basically awake to being shield bashed by yourself. Bonk immediately, and the four of you are back in your bodies. And as you kind of all kind of like sit up, breathing, Johnny just kind of looks at you and goes, "See, now this is when I say whatever happens, happens, and you know, we plan for the afters, you know, later, and it works."
Hey, Johnny.
Yeah.
Can we just sail back to land in silence, please?
I lost my sword.
Okay. Yeah. Let's. He grabs the wheel.
I wonder if my astral self has the sword now and is going on astral adventures.
You know what? Yes, that is exactly what's happening right now, Artemis. Your astral Artemis is out there doing grand things.
Also, curious question. Because Quill put his shield upon his actual body, does that mean Quill has two shields now?
No, the other one disappeared.
Damn it.
Dual shield.
It's me, shield man. Bonk, bonk.
I can be a literal wall.
Me and my 22 AC, but I can't do anything.
Give me your damn shield. You don't use it anyway.
Elra's just kind of laying on the deck of the ship with Chowder there licking her face, and she's just fucking exhausted.
Yeah, so Quill is pretty much just going to be like lying on the ship.
Kian stands up and reaches into his pocket and pulls out a blow dryer. Doesn't seem to need power, and prestidigitations himself dry. That's good. Okay. Anybody else need to use this?
I would love to not be soaking wet right now.
He points points it at Quill and dries him off.
Immediately, the ship takes on a little bit of water and a wave goes over the deck.
Sorry about that.
I dry myself off again. He did it on purpose.
As
Chowder is solving it for me.
It's smoldering heat. As Landho is called and you reach back to the smuggler's cave that Johnny Silverhand originally sailed out of, the gangplank is thrown down and you four are basically helped to your feet, and Johnny just kind of stands there for a bit before one. Suppose this is where we part our ways, no?
Well, we just spent the last 2 years with you, so I think it was a pretty good trip.
Ah, it was indeed. If you ever feel like a hankering for
spending
an eternity...
Nope, I'm good! And I just get off the gameplay and walk away.
He shrugs. You ought for always stand there, boy. And to the three of you, if you ever feel like an eternity, you can always come back. And sail forever with Gertrude. And
I guess we'll
me.
I guess we'll let you we'll let y'all know if that's what happens.
Well, just try not to die out there and instead on my boat. I'll send you postcards.
Fare thee well, Gertrude. Sleep well, and hopefully we can meet again someday. As Artemis kind of back steps slowly. As he has a musket in his rifle in his hand, but it's taller than him, so it can be obviously seen. He's scooting away with it.
Johnny leans down to Quill and just goes, mm-hmm. "I've seen it, but for his sake, I didn't."
Mm-hmm. Mm, understood.
Mm-hmm. Well,
Quill's gonna extend a hand and just say, "Thank you for everything you did for us."
Yeah. And a well-muscled grip that shouldn't be that of a ghost pirate. He shakes it and just goes, "If you ever need a hand," and he passes you a whistle. He says, "Preferably on water. Give a whistle. We'll be there."
Boo, that was the perfect time for you to, like, literally pull off your own hand.
You know, he pulls it back and there's no hand. He goes, "Ha, ha, ha!" And he looks at Aelora and he just smiles and he's like, "Glad you got your wings, lass."
I just kind of nod and say, "Thank you. I didn't know I had them, so."
"We all need wings to fly. Some others find different ways." And he looks at Artemis and the musket. "I could string them up. I could just so easily."
"We'd be flying."
I wonder what they're talking about over there as Artemis, while he's sneaking away with it, accidentally pulls the trigger and it falls in the water. Oh, shit! Man overboard!
Our child is probably going to need some help.
Yes.
Oh, shit, I dropped it!
Certainly needs supervision.
Be safe and well, I suppose. But, if you're ever worried about life and where it's heading, I'm sure you're going to find your own answers." So he smiles, and his crew actually just kind of sits on the dock for a while and likes land.
And, yeah, just to throw it out there, I have 1 HP, so maybe we could just set camp. We've done our farewells, but this is kind of safe, so maybe we could rest.
You could have done a short rest on the way back, so you could, HP-wise, you know. All right, that's where we're going to end today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. I am your Dungeon Master, Sky. You can find me at Skylord Carter on Twitter, Instagram, and Hulu Plus. And where I do nothing but hula hoop. We are the Z Team, not your A Team, not even your backup team. We're in fact the last people you'd ever think to call it the Z Team, where you can also find the show on Spotify, iTunes, Apple, which is the same as iTunes, Podbean, and a lot of other streaming areas. Like us on Facebook, comment, and subscribe on anything you like. And here are my wonderful players with their three plugs. Coop.
Well, you can find me on my my OnlyFans account, and no, I'm kidding.
OnlyFans coming back with a vengeance.
Yeah.
No, ah, the Y boner. Alara.
You can find me at The Real Olive on Parler. Oh wait, no, you can't.
You have dignity. Onyx.
Well, you can find me on all those other sites as well, but on a different podcast at ReadySetRoll.com.
A different podcast.
As well as Audible, because somehow we got on Audible. Weird.
Yeah, crazy.
Place for books, right? But now for podcasts. You can find me on my Gab account.
My God.
But not for long, though, because it's going to get its Amazon web service shut down, too.
You can find us on all the websites where Trump was banned from.
So Twitter.
Yeah. Kian.
Just Twitter, Happy Cow Farm Stripe, still don't use. But.
Ow!
Ever thought about maybe retweeting the show or something?
Yeah.
Well, I suppose I could, but I do have some news for you. I'm putting a new milking video up on X Videos next week, so that should be pretty good.
Oh. Tell us, what are you
under
milking,
this, under
sir?
The same name?
Wait. Is this the tummy drop the same as the
no,
titty drop? But
this is a milking
better?
Video. I'm Happy Cow Farms milking video. Look it up; it's gonna be great.
Answer the question: what are you milking?
But wait, you're
go
telling
watch
people
and like... find out.
On X Videos, huh?
Yeah.
Good stuff. We can't do Pornhub anymore because banks pulled away their payment.
You gotta
processing.
Stay away from Pornhub. That's just bad news.
Went from 11 million videos to 2 million videos.
What you gonna do? Alright, guys.
I'll upload on X Video.
We'll catch you all later. Thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful day. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.